All right, we haven't done this in a while. Shame on us.
Yeah.
We like to celebrate our valued sponsors. We bring them on for a segment. And so we want to welcome our friend Chris Cole from Center Hall Farm Store.
Thank you.
Hi,
thank
how you. Are you?
Good, good. How about you guys?
We're doing pretty good. And again, I'm assuming wrestling talk's going to break out here.
I hope.
See, there you go. See,
yeah, that's my goal.
Distinct possibility.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Okay. Chris, one of the things, Center Hall Farm Store, we appreciate the support for the station here. Love the place. Love all that you do. For folks that maybe are listening, they listen to the commercial, it's like, I should get down there sometime and haven't been there. Give us a little bit of the history of the store, because I think that alone makes a trip to the Center Hall Farm Store worthwhile.
So I was walking one of the back streets in Center Hall past a borough building, and the borough building said established 1885. I believe that the original feed store there was also established in 1885.
Wow.
Okay. And they did in that period of time simply handle grain because there was a railroad siding there. We bought it from folks that were called the Stovers. They bought it in 1929. Okay. And they operated from 1929 to 1969. Wow. And then we took over since then. So the business has been there a long time. We have manufacturing. We make most of the stuff that we sell. You know, we buy local ingredients. We process it. We make all kinds of animal feeds. We make our own bird seeds. And a lot of the history is actually in that building in the manufacturing process. Now, we do some more fancy stuff. Okay, but traditional feeds is what we survive on right there.
Talk about, for knuckleheads like me, that's like, all right, well, feed, that's great, right. Feed, I'll take it. Take me through the process a little bit and how you have, over the years, kind of calculated, all right, this is what we're going to put in the feed, and this is what's best, for horses or for the birds, and
right.
Because it's. I know you're not just all right. Let's throw some stuff together here and see what happens.
So you start out with your ingredients, and we buy most of those fairly locally. You know, maybe 30 or 40 miles from where our facility is right there, and then we'll look at the nutritional needs of a given species. Maybe it's a chicken or a goat or a cow, and then we'll try to match those with as many local ingredients as we have. So we'll grind, which grinding means we take those grains and smash them up into smaller particles, and then we'll mix because we have mixers that blend stuff together, and we could use molasses. That's what everybody says when they come in. I said, man, this place really smells good. Yeah. Now, I don't even notice it anymore. Okay. Yeah. But you use wet molasses, and so we make cow feeds. We make horse feeds, goat feeds, chicken feeds, you name it.
Yeah.
You name it. Now, typically, when somebody's, as you guys would think, well, let's try to sell dog food. Well, dog feels nice, but about 95% of the stuff that we sell are things that we grind and or mix, okay? Because there's a lot of, we live in a sort of a really neat area where people have chickens, they raise their own beef, the kids have goats or sheep that they show at the fair. Yeah. It's just a neat thing.
Yeah.
It's just a neat thing.
Now, transparency alert, Chris and I are neighbors, all right? We're about a mile and a half apart, maybe 2 miles, I'm not sure.
Depends on our age, okay? If we're walking it right now at my age, it's 2 miles.
I'm catching up to you, Chris. All right? Don't go there, buddy.
Okay, but way back when I ran it, it was a mile.
Okay.
Okay.
I try to run it, but anyway. When my girls were still girls, which was quite a while back, we had a pony for a while. And I got horse feed from you. And, yes, it does smell like molasses there. I grew up in a paper mill town. Paper mill towns are famous for being stinky, like the air stinks.
Yep.
But once you live in a paper mill town for a while, you don't smell anything.
That's right.
Okay. I know they say that. I don't know how you would get used to that. Really don't. I know they do. I get it. But
paper mill towns?
Yeah, ooh. Paper mill towns. Okay. Or you mentioned you don't smell molasses.
Not anymore.
Anybody that comes to the store, as soon as you get out of the car, okay,
what
there
does that
it is.
Smell good?
Bing. Yep. All right, there you go. Now, your place on Allison Street in Center Hall, I mean, the Grange Fairgrounds fence is like right over there.
Correct.
So does that mean nothing is total insanity for the next 2 weeks because of all the things going on?
Well, they actually don't have a direct gate right beside us anymore. They used to. But we'll have a lot of customers that will say, hey, I need product X. Can you throw it over the fence to me? Okay, so we provide that service.
That's what I was going to say. The animal barns are on the other side of that fence.
Right, You hit them with a rock.
And the animals are there for a week,
a week? Well, they're actually moving in today.
Right.
Okay, and they'll start moving out on next Wednesday. So 6 or 7 days.
Yeah, about a week. All right.
But we do provide that service.
But during that week, those animals got to eat something.
That is correct.
I figure they come to you.
A lot of them do. Okay. A lot of them come for incidentals, like shavings, like bedding, those types of things. Things that are easily thrown over the fence.
All right. Now, besides feeds and stuff, all right, for folks who have never been to your store and they need to go to your store, what are some other things you offer in the store?
We do a lot of lawn and garden. Okay. So we sell a lot of lawn fertilizer. We sell a lot of not traditional agricultural seeds, but more like garden seeds, like sweet corn, green beans, those types of things. We sell a lot of bird seeds. We deliver mulch free in Center Hall. Okay, so if you didn't live where you lived and you lived up on Ridge Street, we'd bring mulch and dump it on your driveway for you. We have, not that I want to get off subject, but we do a lot of a really lot of horse business, okay? Locally in our feed store, and then we have sort of a wholesale horse business also that we sell a lot of horse stuff.
You have a lot of Amish business, should I
assume? We have a lot of Amish business.
Okay.
We do have a lot of Amish business. So, well, as you and I are fellow Brush Valley guys, we have a lot of Amish business.
Oh, yes, we do. Okay.
Yeah, you got 2 or 3 new Amish neighbors in the past couple years.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I'm surrounded by the Amish. Yep. I'm going to convert.
Yep, nice folks. Yeah, nice folks.
Oh, they're very nice folks. Yeah. I love them. They're great.
I don't know that there's anybody more knowledgeable than you in terms of horse feed and taking care of horses. Maybe go through a little bit of the history with your family and horses, because it is certainly a big part of the Cole lifestyle.
Okay, so I'm the second generation at the farm store. My father bought that business from the Stovers in 1969. And even though I look really old, I'm not that old.
Oh, please. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not that old. So, but we've been involved in the horse business forever. I was being ponied around by my father at 4 on my own horse. Okay.
Wow.
And so we've had horses our entire lives. We implement that horse knowledge into a lot of our horse feeds. Okay, so people get the if you buy horse feed from our facility, whatever it is, whether it's our commercial stuff or whether it's our just local stuff, you get to feed your horses like we feed our horses. And you get to have the opportunity to learn from our mistakes rather than you making the same mistakes that we made, that we've corrected. And for a while, we had a really neat riding club, so to speak, where every Sunday morning we took 7 or 8 horses out with 2 coals, one coal in the front, one coal in the back, and 5 people that were not as good at riding as we are. And we all had a great time. Yeah, we had a great time. Up on the mountain.
Oh, okay, wow. I didn't know that.
And looked over look over toward State College in Bowlesburg and all that kind of stuff. And it was neat. It was neat.
And both Coles were very patient, very good with the folks that were not as advanced. Right. And any estimate on the number of hats that were picked up over the, I don't even know how many years you did those rides.
Probably 20.
That seems low to me, but okay. Yeah. There was at least three of mine that I can remember. So.
Eyeglasses. Sunglasses. my daughter was riding with us one time. It was a little bit more chilly, and she had a jacket with a hood on it, so we lost her. Okay, she was riding underneath the tree. The hood caught. Horse kept going, and she stayed hung up in the tree.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah,
right.
So it was a blast. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right.
Chris, locally, horses are just absolutely fascinating animals to me. I just, I am just fascinated by them. Locally, are there more people with horses, fewer, about the same, like over the last, I don't know, say 20, 25 years, are you seeing any difference in terms of the number of people or the number of horses that people are keeping personally?
So horses are a function of disposable income. We have a lot of disposable income in this little region that we live in. So there's getting to be more horses. Okay, it's a really good activity for the younger generation.
Yeah.
Okay, really good activity. And, you know, instead of sitting in wherever playing a video game, you're down at the barn, you're riding, you're taking care of the horse. It's a really good deal.
Yeah.
It's a really good deal. So I see more horses all the time. Okay, and as you know, you drive down any one of these valleys that we live in, everybody's got a little horse training barn or they're trying to do some sort of horse activity, which is neat. Yeah, it's a really neat thing. So I do. I also see, not that I want to interrupt you.
No.
But everybody has some sort of something going on. You know, they have a garden. My niece lives in a little subdivision. She's got 6 chickens. Okay, so they raise their own chickens. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's all that kind of sort of get back to nature kind of stuff, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, my one daughter who's married, kids, they just got a half dozen ducks.
Oh, wow.
Now, they don't live around here, or live in another part of the state, but they got a half dozen ducks because her husband is a big fan of duck eggs.
Oh, good.
And now, granted, the price for chicken eggs have come down.
Right.
They still need to come down some more. Hello, anybody listening out there? So you've seen an uptick in people owning chickens?
Oh, heck yeah.
This year, because of price? Remember, it was $8 for a dozen eggs at one point.
I would not say price. I would say more, hey, I want to know what I'm eating. Okay, I don't want my chicken eggs to be raised on chickens that were on antibiotics.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want this. I don't want that. I went out and gathered these eggs up myself. Okay, and especially if you free range your chickens, you know, which is turning them out in the yard or having a little grazing area, the eggs are so much better. Okay, my daughter always called them radioactive eggs because the yolk was so orange rather than that sort of traditional yellow that you get in a grocery store.
Yeah, that's a thought because we had chickens like 30 years ago. Yeah, that's true.
And they're just neat. It's just neat. So, and as long as this generation that's behind us, you know, wants more ability to control what they're eating. These are all good things. These are all good things.
All right, cool.
Okay, and we're right there to make that feed for you.
There you go. That's
and I believe it or not, I had a wrestler come down a couple of years ago.
Oh, here we go.
From Penn State, okay? And he came into the store and he gave me this list of all these ingredients that he wanted in his chicken feed. And I said that after we were done, I said, hey, that's just the ingredients that I use. And he said, "Okay, that's great. I'm going to buy your feed from here on out." And he stuck right with it. Okay. And he was a better wrestler for it. I don't know where that was.
Really?
Yeah, but he's a really neat guy. So
okay, does Coach Sanderson know this?
Cale has often talked about that. One of the main reasons for the Penn State wrestling program's success is that the animals that the wrestlers have been well fed and taken care of.
Yep.
Thanks to Chris and the Center Hall
Farm
Store.
There you go.
Okay. If not for that, who knows?
That's right.
Penn State might not be a top 3-5 program. It's so we thank you on behalf of the
I'm glad to do it. I really am. I'm glad to do it.
Well, before we wrap this up, do you two want to talk wrestling?
Because
we got the voice of Penn State wrestling. We have one of the biggest Penn State wrestling fans around right here.
Fan.
All right.
I'm a big fan. Well, as a little bit of background, Jeff's father was my assistant wrestling coach when I was in high school. Okay.
All right.
So, and my wife was Jeff's babysitter when he was, how do you say that on the radio?
Small.
Yeah. Very little.
Yep. So we've known each other for a long time.
Okay. There
are not many people out there that claim to have changed my diaper, right. And Barb is one of them.
Barb has done that.
God forbid.
Okay. Uh-huh.
He keeps saying that this year's Penn State team, they look decent.
Yeah. Could be okay.
They could be all right. I mean, do you agree with that?
I would concur with that.
I actually think a couple of them could end up earning All-America honors before it's
all
said and
done. I think that anybody in the top 20 on that team, okay, the first and the second team, could be All-Americans.
Probably pretty high place, you know.
Okay, that's more than a couple.
That's right. That's probably
a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? They're nice guys. They really are. Ran into one of them in the airport a few weeks ago. He was on his way to Colorado Springs. Just a nice young man.
And Chris, we're keeping the Penns Valley component going here,
which is
nice to see. I do like when you get those local kids involved in the program. I think it is Penns Valley, obviously a big wrestling community anyway. Yeah. But man, when you get a couple of kids matriculating to the Penn State program, that's pretty special stuff.
Yep, it's a neat thing. Actually, the one boy that's on the Penns Valley boy that's on the Penn State wrestling team right now, his younger brother is my employee. You know, he gets a summer job with me.
Okay.
Now he had a little bit of a rough summer. He had some medical issues, but nice family.
Really nice family.
Really nice family.
All right, there you go. Well, hey, let's mention Allison Street Center Hall. What are the hours of your store?
We're open 8 till 4, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturdays. And we're there to sell you things, but we're more there to help you make the right kind of decisions in what you're buying so that you end up getting what you need to have, okay, and be successful in whatever endeavor that you are, whether it be a beef cow or horses or chickens or goats. You know, we want to help you get to where you want to be.
Yeah, I think it's one of the really neat things about your store is just eavesdropping on some of the conversations that you have on just, hey, what, you know, this is, it's like, oh, boy, I never thought of that. That's not a bad idea for our garden. That's not a bad idea for our dog. That's not a bad idea for
when you get your chickens next pets.
Yeah, we'd love to get, Reggie and I would love to get a horse. Marissa is scared to death of horses. I'm working on that, but
you have room for a horse?
We do not.
Okay.
we do not.
What? But man, they could come down to your place, put a little barn.
There you go.
Barn up
now we're getting somewhere.
Yep.
A plan is coming together.
Yep.
All right. You already remarked we're reconstructing our house, so don't give him any ideas. You do have a website also.
I do.
Hey, which is? Yes.
www.centerhallfarmstore.com. I actually got two websites. So one for my local business and one for my sort of commercial business.
Oh, okay.
Okay, which is www.penwoods.com.
There we go. But the store is CenterHallFarmStore.com.
Correct. Yep.
Just spell it out.
Correct.
All right, neighbor, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
That's right. I beep when I drive by. You wondered who the heck that was.
So
that
that's
was
you.
Me.
Okay.
That was me beeping when I drove by.
I figured it's an irate listener or something. Yeah. That
well, it could be both. You never can tell.
No. I got to shut up.
And he's
up
just
now.
Letting you know he's number. You're number one when he.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's what that means.
Yeah. The middle finger beeping. Salute. Huh? There we go. No, that's not Chris. That's the other person.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, thanks again. Coming in.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Take care.